Today we're going to be thinking about the story of Jesus' meeting with a Samaritan woman at the well, from John 4, verses 5 to 42. And we'll see from the story how Jesus gave the woman a new confidence. She came to the well when no one else was around, hiding perhaps. But she goes on to tell everyone that in Jesus she met someone who knew everything about her. So what I want you to do now is to think about what Jesus has given you the confidence to do and how you would complete the sentence, "Jesus has helped me to." And we have primed some people to answer this. So the question is, "Jesus has helped me to..." And Mercedes, would you take the microphone around for me?
Right. Could you go and take it to Pam, first of all, sitting back there? Yeah. Right. So we are going to ask Pam, first of all. Oh, that's better. Ha.
Thanks, Mercedes, for this microphone. I think when Rosemary sort of asked me to speak, I just thought, ooh, what shall I say? But, you know, by the grace of God, funnily enough, God just speaks, and I was just thinking about Jesus at the well with the Samaritan woman. And I think that the one thing I want to sort of say this morning and praise and thank God, is that Jesus gives peace. It's not a commodity that is in great supply in many parts of the world right now, but I think Jesus gave that Samaritan woman peace. And he is the Prince of Peace, and he has given me peace as well. And I just wanted to share with you just two incidences which really brought turmoil in my life. In all my working life, I sort of was made redundant twice, once in 2009 and once in 2013. Of course, it was not a pleasant experience. But what was amazing was that the first time when I was made redundant, I panicked and I was afraid. And I just took my eye off God and of what, you know, what was important in this life. And I thought, my goodness, what is going to happen? Lord, where are you? But he calmed me down and life carried on. Life wasn't going to end. But the next time that it happened, by the grace of God, I believe Jesus gave me peace. And he really taught me that, you know, what was important in this world was not just the acquisition of wealth and name and you know, what will people think of your social standing and things like that. But it was time possibly to just store up treasures in heaven. And just that thought just gave me so much peace, and I was not afraid. And I think that is probably the one lesson that I treasure very much, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And like that Samaritan woman, he brought peace and calmness into her life.
Thank you, Pam. So, Jesus helped me to find peace. Stephen, next.
Jesus has helped me to appreciate the importance of understanding other people and to value what they say and do.
Thank you. Right. I can't see the other person here who's going to do this. Anybody else like to say just a sentence about something that Jesus has helped you to do? Yes, Margaret over there. Thanks, Mercedes. So.
Thank you. Just as Pamela was speaking just now, and Stephen, peace, it does seem to be at the root of it. And I can say with all honesty that Jesus has helped me with family problems that could or are difficult, but has helped me not to overreact to problems, but to lay them on him, and in fact to pray people into the Lord.
Thank you, Margaret. Anybody else? Right. Philip's got one, right?
Yeah, it was Pam's talking of redundancy. I got made redundant last time in 4 years ago, 13. But it's my faith that's kept me going through everything, and I don't have to have such a high-powered job. I can accept different jobs and find other money from somewhere else. And God always provides. Whenever I get really stuck, something just turns up. Praise God. And gets me through that particular struggle. And it's all through the peace of being with God.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you all for that.